Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Niners Chiefs. Listen to Super Bowl 54 right here. Sports Radio 93.7 WEEI-FM and HD1 Lawrence Boston. A Radio.com sports station.
All right, back here on OMF. It is the Friday before Super Bowl Sunday. And joining us, as he does each and every Friday, on the Harbor One Hotline is Mike Lombardi. Hey, Mike.
Hello there. How are we doing? Any sightings?
Terrific.
Have you seen any? Have you got the neighborhood? Watch out. Looking for Brady. Have we got all these tail numbers on
Mike,
planes? Everything.
Well, I wanted to ask you, do you know if he's bought a house in Connecticut or not?
That seems... I don't know.
No?
Okay. I'm not in a real estate business.
Do you know someone who would know?
Yesterday, he was in Tennessee, right? Enrolling his son in school.
Not really.
Come on, that's out there. Everybody. Yeah. Then I'm assuming he's going to go down to Houston and enroll there too.
Well, wait a minute. You saw him in the picture last night at the party down in Miami with Gil Brandt and Giselle next to him. Did you notice what logo was the closest to Dom? Did you notice?
Tennessee
Titans. You should watch for these things. All right. So you got the picture, Mike. You got the picture of last night of Brady. Front toe in or out? Was he walking in or out of the stadium? And what is the significance of that picture?
I saw the picture. I just thought it was a nice. I never really thought of significance of it. I don't think my mind doesn't work like that.
Oh, really?
I'm a conspiracy theorist. I mean, I don't think Lee Harvey Oswald acted alone. However, that being said, I didn't look at that picture as the Zapruder film. I didn't want to analyze
it. You're disappointing me because you know Belichick is breaking that photo down right now.
I don't think he is. I think he's got bigger problems than that photo right there.
Hey, Mike, when it comes to free agency, how much of the work is done before like the season even ends as far as guys that team would identify? Or is it constantly changing? Like, do most teams, identify a guy, say, bam, we're going after him? Or is that landscape constantly changing for teams based on just, I guess, their own roster or what is available when they actually start?
I think what you hear a lot of is evaluate the rumor mill, right? And so the decision makers that ultimately spend the money on the players in free agency are not as much involved as these rumors that are in January and who's going to be interested and all that. I think it's a lot when it gets down to the decision makers, and a lot of the interest that you hear this time of the year, and especially to the combine, is generated through agents. An agent said, told me that the Patriots are really interested in this guy. An agent told me that the Dolphins want my guy. And all of a sudden, that becomes 1 + 1, and all of a sudden we have 11. Just like this week, there were 11 teams interested in Brady. Who are the 11? I want to know. Who 11 decision makers have called Don Yee and said, we're gonna be there day one? I find that hard to believe.
Well, to Christian's point, we went back, talking about Stephon Gilmore when they signed Gilmore. And I think after they signed him, Gilmore's like, yeah, it was just a call the night before. We didn't even think they were in play. It was the first time we had talked to them. And we got it done. So it was Bill obviously identified this guy and said, the minute it opens, first opportunity, that's the guy we get.
But he wasn't part of the rumor mill. He wasn't
exactly.
Part of it.
No.
So what happens is oftentimes with players is when you hear hometown discount, I'm not giving you a hometown discount. That typically means the player, that's code for, look, I'm telling all the other teams I'm willing to leave. That's all that is. When you hear that there's five or six teams involved in the guy, that's also code for the agents trying to drum up business. This is all agent related. It's not real yet until we get to the part where dollars have to appear on the table.
How realistic is it though that, because I do feel like, and maybe you don't want to, give up any trade secrets, but
give it up.
Yeah, but you're out of the business now. You're different, you're wearing a different hat now. How much of these rumors are controlled by the actual team? Like, do some teams actually kind of play along with this? Hey, I need you to, you know, help me out with this. I need this agent. I need this player to know that we have other guys, you know, in mind. Does that go into play at all also?
It's a huge poker game, right? It's a huge poker game, and everybody's trying to play poker. Everybody's involved in the poker match. And so, you know, if I can get the Chiefs to ante up for somebody, then, you know, they'll say they're not interested. But if I can get them to ante up, then it's going to take some money. It's all about poker. And then eventually somebody's chips have to come into the middle of the table. And that's when you know what you're dealing with. And as an executive, you got to figure out who's real and who's not. And past behavior predicts future achievement. So you know certain teams won't be involved. You know certain teams will be involved, and then you look at their rosters and you say, okay, this makes sense. You know, when Bill signed Gilmore, it was not typical for the Patriots to go out and sign a guy at that kind of record deal. So that caught a lot of people off guard. That was outside of normal behavior. But for the most part, you know certain teams based on who's running those teams, who are going to be involved in guys, and based on the availability.
So you were just talking about the 8, 11, who knows how many teams are interested in Tom Brady, but under what conditions, what terms? I want to go back to something you talked about a lot with us over the last couple of years, and that is if you're a guy that wants to coach, you need to know everything about the hierarchy of that organization, about the ownership, whether you can deal with that. Well, if you're a high-profile quarterback, the greatest who's ever played the game, and you're going to drop into another franchise at age 43, don't you have to know everything about that organization? Because you're coming from one organization where everything was done first class. I saw Nick Hardwick talking about he can't believe Brady would come to the Chargers because the Chargers just don't operate the same way the Patriots do. It's not a first class organization.
Yeah. I mean, look at so many of the players that have left, whether it's the high profile Patrick Chung signed a huge deal, came back. Brandon Bolden signed a small deal, came back. You know, what I think people don't realize that live in the Patriot world is that there are very few Patriot organizations run like that. With the attention to detail, with the way they play complementary football, with the way it's set up week after week after week to play the game that they have to play on a weekly basis. You know, outside that bubble is a hard world to live in. I've made this very clear. I'm a really good personnel guy when I can work for Bill. I'm not as good when I have to work for somebody else because the structure doesn't really fit the way I think. And I think for a guy like Tom, who's been in one system his whole life and he's used to doing things his one way, I think this is going to be a move that when it comes down to putting the T on the piece of paper and ending with the Y is going to be challenging because it's hard to change your habits in your mid-40s, especially when you're used to calling plays. Could he go out to Las Vegas and be enticed by Gruden's, conversation? I'm sure he probably would be. Would he think that the way Gruden runs his team and he'll overlook certain things that players don't do would be a something he could live with? I would find that hard to believe.
Yeah, but I also feel like that's true, but I also think the flip side of that is like a Brave New World. Right, it's like the great frontier, and I finally get to kind of sow my royal oats, if you will, and it's exciting, it's intriguing. I think that's something that he's never experienced, and I think
I don't
attractive.
I agree with you, but you're talking experience. There's a difference between experience and living, right? You could experience something. Everybody loves to experience New Orleans for 3 days. Not everybody wants to live in New Orleans. It's a different element. Right? You experience New Orleans. You don't live in New Orleans. You can experience the recruiting process. Do you really want to live in an environment that doesn't hold the players accountable? That doesn't make sure everybody's doing their route? Doesn't do the extra work?
But there's also, it's like there's Bill's way and then there's, you know, other coaches who have won. I mean, Peterson. I mean, Carroll.
I mean,
there's other guys. There's more than one way to... I know, but it's not like Bill's got the only answer, is my point.
I didn't say he did. All I'm saying is for us that have been brought up in that system, and Tom is one of those people, it's really, really hard to go somewhere else and think that it's going to work. It just doesn't. I'm just telling you, look, it's like you go to a school and you learn a language, and then you have to go learn another language. It's challenging. Could you do it? Yeah. but you're more comfortable learning the language you know. And so for me, I'm really more comfortable in the environment. Have I had to work at other places that didn't have the structure? Of course I had to. But the reality of it was challenging, and it takes a toll on you, especially when you're older.
Yeah, 43. He's doing it at 43.
So Mike, one of the reports, who knows whose camp it came out of, was that he'd be interested in being a mentor. Which brings me, I'm curious how you think about these kids out of the draft. Like a guy like Mahomes, best quarterback in the league, sat for a year. You know, if you take a kid at 5, do you have to play him right away? Is that really, there's some team could sit there and say, you know, let's take a step back. Let's bring in Brady for a couple years, let the kid sit behind him, or still draft the kid in the first round, but let him sit behind him? Or is there too much pressure to play these kids right away?
I think a lot of it depends on the coach. I mean, Andy Reid didn't do it because he had Alex Smith, but he ran the organization. I mean, Andy runs the organization. So, you know, it's when you have the GM who's drafted a guy 6th and wants this guy to play, and the coach doesn't think he's ready. There's always that conflict between personnel and coaching. I think ultimately, you know, the coach should decide who plays. You know, the Redskins wanted Dwayne Haskins to play this year, but the coach never felt like he could stand in front of the team and say, Haskins gives us the best chance to win. You know, that you've got to be able to sell that. And if you can't sell that, you lose credibility as a coach. Personnel guys don't care about that. They don't care about whether the coach can sell. They just want to see their guy play. They want to get an A from Mel Kiper in the draft. That's what they care about.
Yeah. So everybody's looking at where Tom Brady is, where's the perfect landing spot, where does he want to go? What I think people are failing to realize is that before any of this stuff happens, the real question is, what is Bill Belichick thinking, especially after he dissected that picture last night? So, number one, does he want Tom Brady back? Or does he look at this as a time period where maybe this is the perfect time to separate? And number two, if he does want him back, he knows he's saddled with $13.5 million of dead cap money, can spread it out over 2 years if he brings Tom back. What does he look at and give for a figure for Tom Brady without insulting him? Or does he insult him? What do you think?
I think before you get into numbers, I think you got to sit down in a room, and I've said this all along, and I'm not avoiding the question. This is the way I think it's got to happen. It's got to be a meeting between Brady, the Crafts, and Bill in a room to say, what's our goal? What's our intention? Because Tom obviously wants to know what the direction is of the players around him. Bill wants to know where he's thinking, where his head's at. And I think there's a lot of people that need to kind of get on the same page before you even get down to financial numbers. And then once you get to numbers, if somebody says, look, I'm not signing back for unless I get X, then you've got a decision to make. You got to say, okay, do we want to do this or do we don't? And then you proceed forward. But I think you've got to get through the one step before you can get to the other one.
I think you're right, but could it come to the point where an offer is never made? Because based on what you just said, Belichick sits there and says, I don't want to embarrass you.
No, I think that's right. I think if you can't get through step one, there's no sense in making an offer. If you get through step one, then you got to come to a meeting. Once you've agreed through step one, you can find a way to make a deal. Now, what makes it problematic is we don't have a collective bargaining agreement, so there's not years to spread money out to lower the cap, and you've got the charge that was there in the past. So it becomes a more difficult navigation. That's why Clark Hunt came out and said, we're talking about extending Mahomes' deal probably for 2 years. That's a smart thing. Nobody followed up with the question. The reason he said it that way is because he doesn't want to do a deal for Mahomes when he doesn't know what the collective bargaining agreement is going to be.
Right.
So he's going to wait for the CBA to come in place, find out exactly how the distribution of money comes in, and then do a contract based on that. Anything else is just sheer guessing.
Yeah, the other thing I wanted to bring up before we get to the game is Bill O'Brien is now the head coach and the GM. Smart move by the Houston Texans. I know, but now he officially gets the title, right? So does that mean anything?
It doesn't really matter. No, it means absolutely nothing. I mean, the people in Houston are insane. I mean, this guy's won. He's won the South. He's been in the playoffs. Have they fallen short? Absolutely, they have. I mean, are they disappointed they're not winning the Super Bowl? Of course, but they've got a good young team. They don't have a lot of draft picks. They got a ton of cap room. You know, I think he's.
Do you like him as a coach? Do you like him as a coach?
I do. I do. I think he gets. I think he gets.
So what's the problem?
I think the Houston, I mean, have you ever followed John? I love John McClain. He's one of the great follows on Twitter.
Oh,
5 seconds into the game, he's given up. The team's horrible. Yeah. I mean, I think they expect so much more.
All right, so
Mike, under the game, we were talking before who we think. I think San Fran wins. I think they're battle tested. They've had some tough games this year, tough schedule. They've always seemed to come through. I think they're the better team. Where do you think this Super Bowl goes?
You know, I wrote a column today for The Athletic, and I think it's a game that the Niners have built to play this game, right? The Niners have to play. The teams that can beat the Chiefs, really, once J-Lo's done singing, is really when the game's going to take shape. Because the teams that can dominate the second half against the Chiefs, and I'm not talking about scoring, I'm talking about ball control, I'm talking about keeping Mahomes standing next to Andy Reid. When the Texans played there, they had the ball 23 minutes in the second half. When the Colts played there, they had it 22. You've got to be able to control the ball in the second half. You've got to keep him on the bench. You can't give him more than 10 possessions. Here's the remarkable thing. The Kansas City Chiefs have had 164 offensive possessions in 16 games this year. 164. They're first in the National Football League in scoring efficiency. So they were 31st in the amount of times they had the ball, yet they were first. So they do more with less than anyone. You've got to limit that. You can't do that. You've got to milk the clock. You've got to run the ball. The both teams that beat them in Kansas City this year both ran the ball 40 times or more in that game and ran it successfully. I think you've got to do a little bit of that. You've got to keep the ball. You've got to get this game into the fourth quarter, and you've got to have the ball either last or you've got to be able to add to your lead at every single time. I like the Niners to win 28-24. I think they're built to rush Mahomes and keep him in the pocket. I think they'll play zone. They're the number one team in the National Football League that doesn't allow big plays. What the Chiefs live on are big plays, 3- and 4-play drives. They're going to force 14 or 15 third downs. Even though the Chiefs are the best third down team in football, I think they'll be able to get off the field on some third downs. And I think it eventually they'll wear down the Chiefs' bad offensive line. Because here's the misnomer. We haven't talked about it. The Chiefs' offensive line is not good enough. And when you watch the Patriot game or you watch the games against good teams, it does show up.
Good stuff, Mike. But what about that picture of Brady? No?
I think it's fabulous. And I think probably I would be on alert for Sioux Falls, South Dakota next for the next sighting of Tom Brady.
We're done.
Because they're thinking about an expansion team up there.
We're done. Thanks, Mike. We'll talk to you. See you later. Mike Lombardi on the Harbor One hotline. Wiggy and Mutt think I'm dumb. Dumb. D-U-M-B, dumb. Imagine that. Wiggy and Mutt.
Spelt it right.
Think I'm dumb. This is Wiggy and Mutt now. All right, we're gonna delve into it. Coming up in the next segment. Me, dumb.
Follow the Patriots offseason right here. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
All right, Christian, your Bruins are finally back from the All-Star break. They are visiting Winnipeg tonight. The puck will drop at 8 o'clock. Celtics have the night off. 15-point win over the Warriors. That was a blowout. Could have won by a lot more. They will host the Sixers tomorrow night. Jaylen Brown stiffed from the All-Star game. Jason Tatum is in. Rafael Devers telling the Globe today regarding that MLB investigation. They can continue investigating, but that's why they haven't found anything, because we didn't cheat. Meanwhile, ESPN Deportes says that the Red Sox are interviewing Diamondbacks bench coach Luis Urreta for the vacant manager position. Meanwhile, every 49ers and Chiefs player practiced in full today, so everybody is healthy. NFL Sunday starts at 10 o'clock with Westwood One's coverage beginning at 2, going right through the evening. Game is heard right here. We're back with you next.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon, now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Back to more of Ordway, Marloney, and Fourier right now on Sports Radio WEEI.
But I'm not sure the Patriots necessarily need Tom more than Tom needs them. No, I'm not sure that's necessarily true.
I'm not sure that's true either.
Yeah, Tom could get a job out there. There's no question about it. But it might not be the type of job and the admiration that he has had here in New England. It might not be the same. So I thought that was a pretty innocent take. Matter of fact, Lou jumped right in and agreed with me on that one. And, you know, you look at Tommy Curran's piece today. And Tommy Curran, who I think we've already admitted has good sources.
Credible
within,
journalist.
Credible journalist with sources within the Brady camp is saying pretty much the same thing, that, yeah, there'll be opportunities, but really, does Tom want those opportunities? So I thought it was a pretty gentle take. And then I'm driving home last night as I listen to Mutt every
as
night.
As you always
Mutt
do.
Night, I always do. I drive home and I listen to Mutt.
Yeah.
And this is what Mutt said. He called me dumb, stupid.
I thought Glenn was crazy. I've always thought that the Patriots need Brady more than Brady needs the Patriots, because if they want to be a Super Bowl contender, there is nobody on the market that they can afford not named Brady that makes them the contender they are with Brady. And if Brady goes somewhere, he makes some teams a contender right away. So I'm the opposite of Glenn. I think the Patriots need Brady more than Brady needs the Patriots. Greg, where do you fall on that?
I think Glenn is 100% right.
Okay.
Love Dick. Great guy.
Who was that?
What? G Dick. Love him. He's a great guy.
Ryan?
What? What's the matter?
No, we all heard it.
That's his name. That's what we call
it. Family program.
I'm just saying. Ryan?
His last name is
Glenn
Dickerson.
Out of context.
Lou, yep. His last name is Dickerson.
No, I know, but it was just a funny comment. Whoa. That's all.
You mean this comment?
Love Dick.
Yeah, that one there.
That's G Dick. My man G Dick. So what I think Mutt was doing, and he teased it numerous times, but this picture was just breaking at the time, and he didn't know where to go, so he was kind of
lost. He didn't know what to do with
no
it.
No genius.
He was kind of caught.
He didn't have three other shows to kind of set the dialogue for him?
So he could figure out his own opinion?
No, he didn't. So nice. So he's looking at a very short term for 2020. Well, I think we would all agree that the best quarterback for the New England Patriots in 2020 would be Tom Brady. But based on what we just saw in this last season, I'm not sure it necessarily means that you're going to go to the Super Bowl with Tom Brady. So the point I was trying to make is, for the Patriots, it may be more important to move on without Tom Brady to get to that next level, because Belichick's going to be around for, who knows, 3, 4, 5, 6 years. They've got to get to that point. That was the point I was trying to make, and it was in response to a caller. And I think you thought similar to that, Lou, right? Am I mischaracterizing
you? I did,
you?
And for the reason being that I think Bill, the last 2 years, has built his team to prepare for Brady leaving.
With defense.
And there were years where he just said, okay, listen, I got Brady, my defense is getting really old. I'm watching what Peyton's doing in Indy, and that's what we're going to do. We're going to take advantage of who I have at quarterback, and we're going to score like Indy. Make you stop me, because I don't think you can. And they did. And then I think as Tom got older, I think Bill started to look at it and say, okay, now I got to go the other way. Now I got to take more off of Tom's plate. I can't, you know, and I think that's just by looking at the weapons he gave him or didn't give him or walked out the door. You know, trading for a first-round pick for Brandon Cooks and then letting him leave and not replacing him, letting Amendola leave and not replacing him. Now, the Gronk thing might have caught him off guard, but it was, we're going to spend some money on defense. I'm going to bring some older player, veteran guys, you know, in onto this defense, and that's how we're going to win. I'm going to draft linemen, I'm going to draft a running back, and we're going to try to run the football, and I'm going to take more off his plate. So I think it's more about how Bill has been building his team kind of to be able to live with life and not relying on your quarterback to put up 35 every game.
So who needs who more? Is it, because I don't know if I even gave an answer, but if the Patriots don't have Brady, they don't win anything.
For next year.
They don't.
Right,
they
get that.
Now,
but do they win anything with Brady?
Yes.
I'm not sure.
Next year.
What exactly is that?
They do. They win a Super Bowl next year, because the only way
he's going to be better next year.
The only way Brady is back is if that offense looks different. He ain't coming back with that lineup Then that's not happening. Your offensive line is already set. You're gonna have you have the chance to have one of the best offensive lines in the NFL. We're talking Indianapolis type. We're talking Las Vegas type. That's all good. You have the ability to have five of your offensive linemen back. Worst case scenario, four of the five coming back with some depth, right? Some younger guys playing in the background. He's not coming back without a better wide receiver core. Can we all agree with that?
No, I think he wants to come back. I think that is his number one choice is to come back.
But he's not coming back if this is the way the roster is built offensively.
But the point I'm making is he needs the Patriots, and he needs the Patriots to build those weapons that you're talking about around him for next year.
But that's a different question, though, isn't it?
That's part of the whole take. But because his landing spot, as Tom Curran wrote today, it's not going to be a good one. This is not necessarily a good landing spot.
Hold on. So Tom Curran thinks that Brady's landing spot outside of New England isn't going to be good?
That's pretty much what he wrote today, that there are not great possibilities out there for him, and I totally agree with that. The Chargers is a joke, as we've talked about yesterday.
Let me ask you this thing, Glenn. So I don't agree with that at all. Any team, so a crappy team is not going to vie for his affection. A crappy team doesn't want Tom Brady. But that's not going to happen. Good teams,
what about Miami?
Borderline great teams.
What about Miami? Listen, people have brought up Miami.
Stop.
You don't think Miami's
giving him half a stake in the team ownership? He's not going there. So my thing is, like, that's all irrelevant. Crappy teams are not in the mix. Okay, and if because they're just why he wants to win, so it's not he's not going to go there. And if a crappy team hires him. They suddenly become better because they're not just going to get Brady. They're going to add this. They're going to add that. They're going to make a run.
And the Patriots
teams
are
that
add
get
stuff.
Brady are making a run. They're not just putting a Band-Aid on a bad situation.
Yeah, I'm going to.
They're
take,
making a run.
I'm going back to what Lombardi was talking about, and I totally agree with him. And I've kind of been talking along those lines the last few weeks. I think Tom's going to find out it's a lot different going out there at these other spots. And could he have done it at age 36, 35? Absolutely. At age 43, I keep on hearing about Dallas. Does anybody think that Mike McCarthy wants to have Tom Brady when all of the difficulty he had in Green Bay was that he had an aging quarterback that knew or thought that he knew more than Mike McCarthy? I'm not sure that's a great place for him to go. And I hear that one brought up. I look at each one of these individual places, and to me, the best place for Brady still is coming back here with Belichick adding offensive weapons.
That's why I picked him first in the draft. That's why I picked him first in the draft. So,
and the one place
and the team is a would you not agree?
You are a total fraud. You took them to screw me. That's why you took him, and it worked. Damn it! Lou actually picked the one place, I think, in his pick, which was Tennessee, and he had the number one pick. That makes the most sense.
The Tennessee
if you're
going
to drop him in, because they could move on from Tannehill, they drop him in. He's better than Tannehill, at least for a short period of time. And it allows Vrabel to stick it with Tom Brady back to Bill Belichick.
Why do you think it was the first pick?
And it also doesn't really delay the development of other players on your team. You're not going to draft a quarterback. You'll get a quarterback and as a backup, but you're not like, oh, okay, we're not drafting Dwayne Haskins in Tennessee. You're getting either a late round pick or you're getting some journeyman backup.
Okay, you're being rational.
Just in case.
You're being
rational. But that's the way it works.
Okay,
any team is going to be a win now team.
Okay, so I don't mind being called a dumb idiot, crazy, or whatever. Mutt did it. And Wiggy apparently gave me like an award today. Uh-oh. Apparently,
this is actually a very big honor, Glenn.
I got an award today.
Pretty proud of yourself.
I want to share it with Lou because Lou actually agreed with my take. So where's the prize? This is Wiggy this morning.
Is there a drum roll?
I got to hear this.
Time now to examine the dumbest of the day, and surprisingly, it's not Tom E. Curran.
Chief. So Greg wanted to give it to
the program last night, but we have to listen to what. We got to listen to what Chief Curran said on the Mutt program later on this morning. But who is it today, Ken?
It's Chief Ordway, he might as well be second in command to a Tommy Curran in terms of state-run media. But he was briefed last night.
Yeah.
Here's what Glenn had to say.
But I'm not sure the Patriots necessarily need Tom more than Tom needs them.
That's so funny.
Looks like someone's been debriefed.
I think the dumb part is,
that the Patriots sitting there going, yeah, we don't need Brady. We got Stidham. We got Stidham here. Don't worry about it. What do we need Tom Brady for? We got Stidham. Hey, you know what? We might be able to get Marcus Mariota or even Andy Dalton. For him to think that the Patriots don't need him more than he needs them.
How dumb is that, Wiggy?
That is so dumb.
It's not even not even listening to the
You're gonna take that?
No.
Let him just call you stupid?
Please.
Like Wiggy, I felt like at first when everybody laughed, like people in that room were so like, ha, 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 ha. I have no clue why I'm laughing or why it's dumb, but I'm just going to just laugh.
That's exactly what it was. They had no
idea. Why is that dumb again?
Oh my God, so what are you talking about?
So what they do is they take
she's off limits.
Pick her on her and then send her a couple dozen roses next day.
Some chocolates.
But what's been happening here is they take the little sound bite and they don't listen. I thought Mutt was more...
rational
about this stuff. They listen to the whole reason that Lou and I both had with this yesterday. Instead, they take one little soundbite, and of course, you know, Wiggy doesn't know where to go. He's the biggest honk in the world.
I'm gonna
dump on Brady. I can't do that.
And I don't know. Like I said, I don't. They didn't mention me in all that stuff, so that's nice. So I appreciate that.
Why not?
They already got you last week for something, didn't they?
I don't know. But again, I just think it's the way he has built his team. That Bill himself is building a team in which he's not reliant on Tom Brady anymore.
Correct.
That's
And should he be? I mean, if Wiggy had his way, Wiggy has already said it. Just give Brady 2 years. And $60 million. I mean, how ludicrous is that when you're adding almost $14 million onto that? And so you would be on the hook for $74 million over the next 2 years. This was what Wiggy's been saying.
Marcus Mariota.
And I'm sitting there going, wait a minute. And suppose Brady is not able to play for the next 2 years.
You saying Wiggy's take is stupid?
Wiggy's stupid. I'll say it right now. See, you're laughing. You don't even know what you're laughing about. Lou's right. You don't even know what you're laughing about.
Going on right now.
South Africa's got a lot of white people.
Nobody tops the last drop. Okay,
you want crazier than that? How about Gronk? Yeah. How about Gronk? We got Gronk talking at the Super Bowl. Okay, and then we'll get to the phone calls. 617-779-7937 right here on OMF.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Back to more of Ordway, Merloni, and Fourier right now on Sports Radio WEEI.
So you don't miss football at all?
No, I mean, I miss football. I mean, I miss some aspects of it, but, you know, overall, you know, I needed a break, and I felt like, you know, that's what I needed, and that's what I did, but I really didn't miss it, though.
I would have thought you would.
It was weird because everyone was everywhere. Oh, Rob, I bet wait till training camp. Is it going to be weird? And then training camp came, and I was like, nah, man. Nah, it's not weird. And they're like, oh, wait till the regular season starts. Regular season starting, I was like, nah, man, it's not weird. And then, oh, wait till playoffs. So playoffs come, I'm like, no, it's not weird. I'm not playing. Like,
you didn't get that urge during games or before games or anything?
Like, no, I wanna f-ing get really, in there? Man. Not at all.
That's Rob Gronkowski. Does that sound like a guy who's thinking about coming back and playing in the National Football League? He sat down with Barstool Sports yesterday, Barstool Radio, Portnoy, our old buddy Kirk, and Riggs, their golf guy. And they're on
Kirk did a sport interview?
Yes. He lowered
his Sporty McKenzie all of a sudden?
He lowered himself. He did. He really did to do this. But this was,
I am Sporty R. McKenzie.
But this was really interesting in that Gronk admitted that he lost the step last year.
I've 100% lost a step. I can tell you that. I 100% lost a step. I actually lost like three steps some games. I didn't even want to be out there on the field. I was like, yo, I feel like complete ass. Like, coach, put freaking Dwayne in. I don't even care. Like, I was at that point. And that, when you're at that point, you know you got to walk away from the game. But I was in halfway through the season. I wasn't going to walk away from the game. But I can tell you this. That step that I lost, I'm like two steps ahead of that now. I'm that much quicker.
So you think, you think there's a chance then you end up?
Cool.
Do you think there's a chance
cool
you play again?
You know, when you go that deep in a hole, it's either you fight out of the hole and then you learn from it, and that's what my whole goal was to, like, well, why did I lose that step? Why was I slow? Why was I getting beat? And I was like, I got to get away from football and go learn and go figure out why.
So wait a minute. So he's gone from that he's lost the step and he didn't miss football at all, and then suddenly now he has all the answers to the test? Is that what he's pretty much telling us?
Yeah. What was interesting to me is that the farther we get away from his actual announcement of retiring, the more honesty we get. Right? To me, this, I like this one because he was like, "Man, screw this, man. Put Dwayne Allen in.
Coach, put freaking Dwayne in. I don't even care."
Yeah, because I'm just like, I can't take it anymore. I don't care what happens. I'm done with it. And I think there was. I am standing by my original assessment that there was something. There are some, each side is holding a grudge based on how the other side perceived they were treated. The Patriots, based on how they were surprised that he actually did retire, even though it's their own damn fault for thinking that he wouldn't walk away from $9 million. But, oh, by the way, he did. And the fact that Gronk was like, screw it, like maybe, you know, strung him along a little bit longer and said, I'm done. And they couldn't recover from it and they couldn't replace him. So that's why you've never, listen, the guy's been retired. Every other player, player has had a halftime ceremony. Kevin Falk, Ted Johnson, Teddy Bruschi. Go through the list of guys. If they didn't go to another team, all of them.
Yeah.
Why would Gronk not? Oh, because we think he's going to retire. No, because they're mad. Because they're making him pay. They're making him suffer. He knows it. They know it. So, but here we are. Right?
Yeah, but
I think there's something more to this that went on for, and I don't think it was just last year. I think it was the year before that. It was just building and building and building, and screw you, I'm going to stick it to you.
Well, it might have had, and I think you're right with some of this, it might have had something to do with a 3 years ago when they had the dual press release with the Gronkowski family and the New England Patriots medical staff, and that was unheard of at the time. So the thing I don't understand, and we're seeing it with the cryptic messages with Brady, who's probably pissed off behind closed doors, why won't they give me 2 years and $60 million, even though it may not make sense for the Patriots, and what you're saying about Gronk right now, but they all do these cryptic stuff. None of them actually, this is the most he's come out and actually kind of admitted some of this stuff, but he's still not ready to go there. Why doesn't Gronk just come out now and sit there and say, I don't like the way I was treated by the Patriots? Great organization. I mean, they win, but they treated me like crap.
You're right, but I mean, but why? What is he? I would like to see that, but what does he gain from that?
Yeah, what do you get from that? You're going to trash?
You're trashing an organization that really didn't pay you a lot of money. Listen, it wasn't like he wasn't compensated. They paid him. He just didn't get enough. He didn't get what he wanted. So you can't act like he's some charity case. He got paid. But, I mean, each side, well, listen, they'll come together at a later date. But I just feel like it was really weird. Even when we asked Bill about it during the season, like why there was nothing.
You're
there.
You're so right. Fine. I mean, you've been saying this for a while, and he's probably gotten not enough talk. But Rob Gronkowski, arguably the greatest tight end in the history of the league, if not one, two, or three, in that range, retired, and it was nothing but a little memo. A press release.
Wouldn't answer questions at the coaches' meetings in Arizona, wherever. Yeah,
nothing.
Wouldn't discuss
Mike.
A guy that
Rob Gronkowski retired, and they didn't at halftime, honor his retirement or anything like that.
Hey, we framed a jersey for you.
There was nothing.
Thanks for the
absolutely
effort.
Absolutely nothing. And we just said, well, it's because maybe we think he's coming back.
No,
it's because they didn't end well.
No, it did not end well. And so they parade him out there for the first game of the season when they get their trophy, right? They have all those guys come up. Martellus Bennett was there. Gronk was there. I forgot who else was there. I think Matt Light may have been there. Maybe Teddy. But that was probably a request from Kraft, not from Bill. Bill has nothing to do with that pregame ceremony, and he doesn't want anything to do with it. So they go out there, they give the trophy up, and they have a big old party, and then he leaves, but you don't see him again. The only time you see him is when he's paying for ad space along the side of Gillette Stadium.
That's one of those things, trophies, great players coming back. That is like, listen, okay, we might have had some differences, but, this isn't – it's almost like the Red Sox bringing Schilling back, and parading him out in the field. We know that's not a great relationship, but it's not about – that relationship for this event. Put that aside. Let this guy come out here with the trophy. Still Rob Gronkowski. But I agree. There's nothing.
No, yeah, but it's like he never exists. I would even say this. Ted Johnson did not have a great ending to his career there. There was he was blaming them for concussions.
Right.
I mean, holding out, doing lots of stuff. Sure enough, he retires. He didn't go play for another team. Kevin Falk didn't play for another team. Teddy Bruschi didn't play for another team. Rob Ninkovich didn't play for another team. They all retired as Patriots. So where's the ceremony? Where's the Jumbotron, farewell video? Where's that?
They're not
nothing.
Having, they haven't had it yet.
Is this deeper? You want to take a deep dive?
Well,
this is the way you do it. You can obviously hear in Gronk's voice how irritated and angry that he was, and he's still kind of pissed off. Yeah. He hasn't gotten over it
yet.
But
the Schilling one that you brought up, Lou, I understand, because Schilling has been very, very critical of how they screwed him in that last year and how they bitched that they wanted money back. And even though he went and with the bloody sock and went out there and pitched in that big, huge game and probably put an end to his entire career. And I understand some of the backlash there. We're not getting it with Gronk. So Gronk did admit to the guys on Barstool that he's keeping the door open for coming back.
Do you think there's a chance you play again?
I love competing, and I don't know, man. I would say the door will always be open, man, because there are some times.
Yeah, keep that door open. Okay.
It is, for sure. I'm only 30 years old. I'm in better shape than ever. But I would say that there was times, there's been three times where I was dang, man, what if I was playing? I kind of miss it. And those times lasted an hour each time.
Okay, so first of all, he's never coming back.
I agree.
Ever.
I agree.
He's never coming back.
I agree.
And I just think, so that's fine, though. But you know what? Because I've left the door open, too. I'm just like,
you were leaving the door open?
I'm 48 years old. I feel better than I felt when I was 38. Just saying.
48, I'd close the door.
You think I should officially close it?
Close the door.
It's drafty.
I don't know if I can. The thing
with Gronk is, like you said, he is 30. And we felt like if he doesn't come back this coming season, then that's it, right? 2 years removed. But then he's 31.
And so if Brady...
He could play if he's 36.
Yeah, but
dang, man.
Right?
Yeah, Brady's
easily. I mean, Greg... I was looking at
Greg Olsen.
Especially
if he took 2 years off.
Greg Olsen is no longer going to be a Carolina Panther. He's only played in the league 9 years.
Right. 35?
That's it.
He's 35?
He's only played in the league 9 years. He's got at least 4 more years. 2 of those would be a high level based on situational play on a certain team in the Northeast. Perfect situation.
So it sounds to me like, because it'd be interesting for that veteran player to come in here as the veteran tight end for
he's
New
me.
England next year.
He's
right?
Basically me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He's you?
No, he's basically, yeah. There'll be a younger guy that comes in.
Yeah.
Olsen will start. Right. You wait for the other guy to develop.
So I think here's the question. They love him in TV. Apparently Fox loves him, and they've used him somewhat in the playoffs, and apparently there may be a job waiting for him in the media. So the question really comes down to, are they going to pay him a lot more in football than they're going to pay him to go into broadcasting?
Can they pay him $5 million a year? Probably not.
Yeah, that might be a stretch.
It's too early. Here's the thing, Olsen. All that stuff will still be there in 5 years.
Yeah.
It's not leaving.
And he's probably he's only got a year or two left anyway, right? Would you say? Playing football?
Yeah, I mean, it all depends. It's like, it's kind of addictive. It's hard to get it out of your blood. And if you're not beat up, and he kind of was beat up, not as bad as Gronk, but he's had his issues where he's missed seasons because of injury. But I'd say he's got a lot left in him, at least five.
Is that your name? Babcock?
So it's Greg Olsen, it's Hunter Henry, and it's Matt Lacoste. Who? What does that look like?
Jason Witten. Jason Witten's going to be available in the open market.
Yeah,
apparently he's done
old.
There.
We want somewhat old, but not real old guys. We don't want to threaten my record.
Here's the problem with Jason Witten. You know, he can say, well, I can fall back on broadcasting. Maybe not. Maybe not.
Yeah. Probably not.
He does need to go help Booger McFarland because he keeps putting his...
That's why you went for it on fourth down. You know, he ran it on third, trying to get it... Maybe you can get it in.
No,
and then,
please.
Whatever.
Oh, my God.
All right,
good
we got
God.
Another hour to go, gentlemen. We'll go 30 minutes commercial free. We got a lot more Brady. We got a lot more Super Bowl. Friday of Super Bowl week. And everybody nationally is talking about Tom Brady and some dumbass picture that he threw out there on social media last night. We'll get to your phone calls coming up next. Answer for all of us. And this one comes directly from Tom Brady, Jason and Devin McCourty.
What's going on with Tom Brady's Instagram?
We found, we both actually FaceTime Tom. I'm like, bro, we're...
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.